guys, DJ Anita B here. I'm here with my hype girl, Gina Marie Ritali.
Hi, guys.
On this week's episode of House of Mimosa, the podcast, we've got What Would You Do?
An update on Bobby Christina.
Plus Size and Sports Illustrated.
And, of course, the fabulous Grammys.
But now we've got a remix of Ariana Grande's, my doppelganger, hit song, Love Me Harder. As always, we're brought to you by Kitchen Restaurante and Dragaholic.com.
Cause if you want to keep me, you gotta love me harder. And if you really need me, you gotta to love me harder. Love me harder. Love me, love me, love me.
Most of the podcast. I'm Michelle.
I'm Travis.
And I'm Steven.
We're so excited to be back for episode 7, and thank you everybody who has subscribed and continues to listen to us.
Yes, and yeah, thank you so to nice. Dragaholic for sponsoring us and Kitchen Restaurant for sponsoring us. It really means a lot. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're on episode 7. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I love doing this. Yeah, I really enjoy doing this.
It's great to get together and talk about things. And
well,
you know,
it's so nice because back, and you can go back and listen to our original podcast episodes, when it was mostly just comedy, mm-hmm. there was a lot more to it, and I feel like they took so much longer to do.
Yeah.
So when we got busy with performing live, it was like there was no time mm-hmm. to do that. So I'm really excited that the three of us have formatted this new show that makes it more convenient for us to be brought to our audience more often.
And it's nice to be a little bit more personal with our fans and the people that are out there that subscribe and listen and do this and that.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Well, recently we've been exploring more of like what it means to be ourselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it's funny because Michelle, you have been trying to, for lack of a better word, like coach us through this. Like, you don't always have to be Anita and Gina Marie. Your fans want to see who Travis and Steven are.
Right.
And,
mm-hmm.
and it was so great. We did the, we recently did the video on our YouTube. Please subscribe to our YouTube page.
That's right.
YouTube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. Where we did the best friends tag as Travis and Steven.
And that was so fun.
Oh, like so fun. Oh, I know. So well, I think we should do it with you, too. We should totally do
Oh, that's so funny.
We should do it with Michelle.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Now you know how Gina Marie feels.
Yeah.
No, that was so fun.
But
that was great.
We've had like a real, it's been a really interesting experience having to go from playing a character all the time to exploring what it means to just be us.
So just be.
And just be. Just be well, natural so, and be us and, you know.
I find it to be so difficult to not be presentational.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I've been trying to, that's been the struggle for me is like, a lot of times I'll watch some YouTube people or, you know, listen to some podcasts and it just seems a little presentational and a little like mm-hmm. not genuine to me.
Yeah, I could see that.
And I want us to be like us. I don't know.
Yeah, people are watching.
We're just shooting the shit.
Watching. People are listening like they're a fly on the wall yeah. into what's going on in our lives, and that's right. it.
Yeah.
Like sitting and having coffee with friends.
Yeah, that's it.
Coffee clutch.
And speaking of which, if you have anything you would like to see us do in a YouTube video or something to discuss mm-hmm. in the podcast or a question for any of us or Anita and Gina Marie, you can hashtag on Twitter or any of our social media.
Instagram, YouTube, yeah. anywhere.
Just hashtag HOM podcast. So that's House of Mimosa, HOM podcast. And we'll be able to more easily look up what you've tagged.
Look yeah. at us getting all tech
savvy. I know, I love
I
it.
I know.
Well, so funny. We just really started getting into our mailing list and doing all this stuff. There's mm-hmm. so much that's involved in doing the show.
Yeah. Doing business.
So before we get into our hot topic segment of the show, the three of us just really want to thank all of you guys for subscribing and communicating with us through our social networks. It's fun to know that we have listeners. And oh, this is something I didn't share with you guys.
Oh,
every week I get statistics about our podcast.
Okay.
And every week the stats get better and better and better and
oh,
better.
That's
and
so great. We're climbing the charts.
We're climbing our way. We're clawing our way to the top.
We're baby stepping through molasses our way up to the top.
Well, the nice thing about this, and this is something that I try to inspire people with, is that I love doing this. So
yeah.
it's, you know, nobody could listen and I would still do it.
Right.
So I think, you know, you got to do what you love. Like we say, live your passion
mm-hmm.
because then it doesn't feel like work and you'll ultimately have success that way because...
Right.
I think people are attracted to positivity and people doing what they love and all that.
Mm-hmm.
We love to hear ourselves talk, so we're happy you do too.
Well, I think we know who loves to hear themselves talk. All right, so I want to hear myself talk some more. Let's get into hot topics.
All right.
Okay, so our first hot topic is like a what would you do?
Ooh. Oh, God.
So I was reading... the news,
yeah.
which is basically just my Facebook feed.
Or Us Weekly.
Yeah, Or Us Weekly. And there was an article posted about a gentleman who, him and his wife had a baby.
Yeah.
And they found out the baby had Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife gave him an ultimatum and said that if we keep this baby, I'm going to leave you. And so the husband decided to keep the baby.
Okay.
And the wife left him.
Wow.
So, what would you do, Stephen?
I mean, I can't imagine. I don't know.
It brings up such a good discussion, I think,
yeah.
of special needs children's.
Yes.
Special needs
special
children's.
Needs children. No. Oh, God. I don't think that... I mean, I can't speak for a woman, but if I gave birth or was having a child and knew that it was going to have Down syndrome or it was... I knew at the end of, you know, it's been born and now it has Down syndrome. I would raise it and know that I was blessed with a child and it happened to have Down syndrome and I'm, you know, it's going to be a hard life, but you know, this is my child
what
no matter
you,
what.
What if you, well, no, okay, go ahead. Now I want to know what you think, Michelle.
I mean, nowadays there's so much testing that happens beforehand and it might sound selfish, but I would want those tests done to see
so that
if something was going to be wrong with my child,
yeah.
if I was, and then based on what situation I was in, if I could feasibly have the means to take care of a child that had such special needs, like,
yeah.
it's not easy.
No.
So that brings me to my next question.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen, what would you do if you found out while the baby was in the womb, what would you do then?
I think that if I found out when the baby was in the womb still, and there was time to do something about it early on, I don't know if I would have the baby then or not. I probably wouldn't.
And you wouldn't, I mean, you wouldn't think about the option to give it up for adoption?
No, because I think that if I were to have the baby, or if, you know, if whoever I was with wanted to have the baby.
Your surrogate.
My surrogate, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, a woman. I'm like, I wouldn't. No. But if the surrogate were to have the baby and it went all the way through, then I would keep the baby and raise it as my own, of course.
Yeah, I think it's such a hard thing, right? Yeah. Because, you know, with any sort of special need or physical situation or deformity or anything like that, you know, I think there are a lot of difficulties that, you can see that child having.
Yes.
Right.
But at the same token, I think we all go through difficult times. Mm-hmm. Like, we all have something that's hard and difficult. So it's really hard for me to say because, while this isn't from birth, my mom had polio when she was young.
Yeah.
And from that has had a lot of physical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard because on the one hand, it's very difficult to watch someone you love having that struggle.
Mm.
And you would never, you know, want that for anybody, especially someone you love. But on the other hand, it's like, well, if my grandparents had known and decided to give her up, I might not be here.
Yeah, of course.
So it's a really,
weird, hard thing. I think it has to do with timing. And if tests are done, like Michelle was saying, early on, and you knew ahead of time, maybe, you know, you wouldn't go through with it. But if it is something that you can't help, then you're going to probably have the child and then raise it and, you know, give that child the best life possible. And I think nowadays, I mean, there are so many, you know,
resources.
I mean, you know, we see people that have Down syndrome on television all the time, and, you know,
both of them are working a lot. The girl from Glee and the girl from American Horror Story.
They're different people.
And Corky back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, life goes on.
Right.
But you know,
tons of opportunities.
No, I mean, just in television. But I'm saying, like, in life in general, there are more opportunities now, and probably, not that it's an easier life now, but I think that the stigma of what that is less.
Yeah. I think it's such a heavy topic, and I think we could talk forever about this. And tune into the Aftercast on our YouTube page. Check us out, House of Mimosa, on YouTube for our new video series there where we discuss issues on our podcast further. So we'll talk about that there.
Where we beat a dead horse, basically.
We basically take a dead horse and that's already been beaten, and we continue to beat it.
And we continue to beat it.
Yeah. All right, now, another heavy topic. I just want to real quick, because this is so heavy. Bobby Christina, still same situation. She's still on life support, apparently.
It's been over a week.
Yeah, as we record this, they're apparently having a candlelight vigil for her.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look good, and it's very sad.
Very sad.
Apparently there's some police investigations going on as far as what exactly happened.
Because we don't know really what happened inside the house, and maybe the husband had something to do with it, or a friend, or this or that. I know. So, well, they don't know, so they just want to make sure
they cover all their bases. Whenever anyone dies at home, there's an investigation, unless the person's ill.
Right. Yeah.
Because, and it's somebody this age, come on.
Right. So here's something that wasn't planned, but I think this is fun before we get back into our list of scheduled hot topics. Our brunch show this weekend was awesome.
Yeah.
We were packed.
Yeah, it was really
fun. It was one of the most difficult shows. I was beat.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you know, it was a lot going on and a lot of people.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I don't know if I told you this, Michelle. I had had this horrible nightmare the night before that I think put me into a panic attack.
Yeah.
Like, I woke up and I couldn't breathe, and, like, I felt like my body was so heavy and, like, pain, and, like, it was horrible.
Yeah.
And then that, I remember waking up at, like, 5 in the morning, and we get up at, like, 6:30 for brunch. So I was like, oh, God, I only have another hour of sleep. So I woke up, and that whole morning I kind of felt not right, and then we're at the venue doing the sound check and getting ready, and I just felt so gross, and I don't know, it was difficult. It was a difficult show, but we were packed, and that was
the energy exciting. Was pretty good.
We couldn't get away from children this weekend.
Oh my God, children were all over us this weekend. We did a private party up in like near Westchester.
Yeah.
And they had a child, and there was a few children at the event, but the guest of honor had her child there, and he was rambunctious, let me tell you.
Part of our show the whole night.
Oh, yeah.
Which, on the one hand, was so fun, and we enjoyed it, and the family was loving it, and cheering him on, and taking pictures, and I was like, great, less work for me to do. You know, like, we kind of just played with the kid.
He's the life of the party.
Yeah. But on the other hand, I felt disappointed because I felt like we couldn't give them our full our full gig, you know, like our full thing. But
you can take on an apprentice.
We should. Can we do House of Mimosa, The Apprentice?
Yeah.
The Apprentice, House of Mimosa
style. Plus, there's Tutu now.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
I gotta go through it.
You, yeah. Somebody else should.
You, what do we call you, the official Tutu handler?
Tutuologist. Tutuologist.
Yeah. Tutuologist.
Uh-huh. It's a hard job.
Oh, God, you remember I used to wear a huge tutu?
Yeah, always.
I love that.
So fun.
I love that.
You loved it.
But and then at our brunch, there were more kids.
There was more kids at the brunch.
Which is so fabulous to see kids in our audience.
But hold on. All right, this is where we got to get serious.
Yeah.
Now, it's one thing if we're at a private party, you've hired us. It's another situation where we're at our show, which is, okay, we're not on a stage, but it's for the most part, a stage show.
A stage area, yeah.
And these kids, these three kids running up, wanting to be part of it.
But not really.
Not really.
Making a decision, are we afraid to go up there, are we not? You know, pulling each other, the one kid's pulling the other one during an intimate song.
So here's a hot topic. When is it okay for someone who's not a parent to step in and say something to a parent? Because the actual parents weren't doing anything about it.
No.
And they were
a
distraction to the rest of our audience.
I made a few comments during the show, like, you know, whose kids are these? You know, playful, fun comments in character. And so, you know, giving him the vibe that get these damn kids away, you know?
No, I want to know, when is it okay? Is it ever okay for another adult
to step in,
whether it's to say something to a child or to say something to a parent?
I think in your situation, like, yes, there's a show going on, but a lot of the people coming there are unaware. And I think it is a fun environment. You're dancing. And for children, they don't know the difference. And yes, the parent should say something, but it's just a fun vibe. It's kind of, there's always going to be distractions at brunch. There's going to be waiters coming in and out, tables going up and down.
Right, but when is it, because they were a clear distraction, so when is it okay for somebody who's not the parent to either say something to the child or to say something to the parents, like, get a hold of your kids? Is that ever okay?
I mean, I think that in our setting, we're strangers to them, so I don't know. I think that there's a different line there. But if I was a family friend to that person and I'm with that group, as a friend to that parent, I'd say, your kid is disrupting, and I think I would let the parent know to get that kid out of that situation.
Because if you're strangers, I think you can say to the kid, hey, kid, you know, like, you can do it fun to the kid. Hey, buddy, you know, stop
and
that.
And I saw a few people do
but
that.
But beyond that, it's kind of like, unless the kid's come over and stealing french fries off your plate, I don't think you really can.
Which has happened.
Which has happened.
It's happened several times.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. So, that was a fun weekend. Thanks for everyone who came out to the show.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Plus size.
Yeah. This whole thing with Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated. Well, okay, so there's a swimsuit company that is has taken out an ad in this year's Sports Illustrated issue. Well, wait, Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. And in the ad, they've placed a plus-size model wearing their bathing suits.
Mm-hmm.
She looks fabulous. She looks curvy.
Yeah.
She looks great.
She's great.
Great. Now,
I think there's also a video, too.
See, this
to
I didn't see.
It.
This I didn't see. But
I heard that.
This ad that has been paid for to be put in the magazine has a plus-size model in it. She looks fabulous.
Fantastic.
Now, also in the magazine is a model who works as a plus-size model because she's a size 12 and is in the magazine. So Sports Illustrated just has her in there as a model. So kudos to them.
Great.
But there's a big uproar because it has called attention to the fact that this model who is a size 12 and looks gorgeous.
And not like a size 12 that you would think.
Well, she might be 6 feet tall. She's a model.
She's super trim, super.
She looks.
That doesn't affect your waist size being tall.
True.
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Because
a size 12 is a size 12 on your hips.
But a larger woman in a size 12 is going to look more proportionate.
Right. So if she's a size 12 on a woman that's 5 foot, it's going to look a lot wider than a size 12 on a 6 foot woman.
Yeah.
So she looks in these pictures very slim.
Yeah. Right. Long arms, long legs.
Right.
You
and that's the issue. And I posted on Anita's Facebook page this article about it. And I said, I feel so sorry, so sad for the girls and the women in our society, in our culture.
Mm.
Because here this woman is, and it's being noted that she's a plus size model at a size 12. And we're supposed to understand, based on these magazines and the media, that this is plus size. So should plus size be based on the size of clothes that someone's wearing, or based on proportions, or something else?
Yeah, like, proportions sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, I've got some weight to lose, right? So if I'm rotunda and I'm waddling up to the set,
jeez,
but and I wear the same size as somebody else who maybe is proportionate and looks slimmer because of their proportions. You know, like, what should it be about? Because in magazines and in the media, it's about how things look.
Yeah.
Not about numbers, so...
Well, I think being fit is different than being skinny. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So there's... I think there's such a... There's such skinny, a spectrum of
there's
that.
There's skinny people that are not fit. There are skinny people that are unhealthy.
Yes.
And I read an article, too,
and there's
about
thick
being
people
skinny
that are fit.
Right.
And just have a body that is... thicker or right. stockier or, you know.
I think this is a really interesting thing for us. Well, I wish it could be something that we could as a culture explore and the media could explore, and maybe this little podcast will help out.
Maybe.
But it is very nice to think, oh, there's a plus size model in Sports Illustrated, because Sports Illustrated is all about the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Yeah.
It's all about sexy women in bathing suits. So why not have all different types of women like the plus size model that's in the ad?
In the ad.
Who looks great, but looks plus size.
Yeah, she does.
I don't think she does.
But she looks like a good curvy...
She's got
on the
curves.
View they showed her.
Yeah.
And they said, Rosie Perez was like, this is like a thick girl.
But how'd she say it?
She said, this is like a tick girl. No, I don't know. I can't do a good Rosie Perez, but she said
she was great.
Thick.
Yeah. She is thick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say she's fat
and
by
she's
any
hot,
means, but I could understand, if we're talking about sizes, that she's plus. I could see her proportions that she was plus size.
And I think a lot more men out there would want to date a woman that looked like her. Right. Who is thick and
beautiful. Let me just say,
beautiful.
If you told me that girl was a size 14, I'd believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were to tell me that the model that's in the magazine, who's supposed to be a size 12 and is a plus size model, was a 12, I'd find it very hard to believe.
Yeah. Right.
That's the difference.
Well, I was shocked when you showed me the picture.
Well, because you were talking about, we had this conversation before.
And we were confused at who we were talking about.
Because I didn't know that there was an ad.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the model, who's a 12.
Yes.
And you were talking about the woman who's in the ad, who's more curvy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she's so effing skinny.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's thick.
I don't see it.
Maybe. You didn't see it in the thick girl.
I didn't see that she was I mean, looking at that, I'm like, yeah, that she's representing me. No, because she's not.
Yeah. Well, she's
and just, I'm a size 12, but I guess my proportions are off.
Well, and honey, that's what makes her a model.
Exactly. Yeah, that, I guess that's what it is.
I've been told by loved ones that I could be a model, even though... Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's how an average sentence actually ended. Even though...
I think I've said worse to you.
I mean...
I'm just
not
kidding.
Nearly as bad as what I think about you.
Oh,
love you.
Look at that love.
He's poking me really hard right now.
Okay.
The Grammys were last night.
And I have to be honest. We were all excited to come home from the brunch show and do live tweeting like we normally do as Anita and Gina Marie for award shows.
That's right.
I got home, and that was it.
Yeah.
I was out.
We were dead to the world. But we were able to catch up on everything going on via the internet. And,
thank you, internet.
So it was wonderful to see a lot of, you know, articles about this and that. And,
so we watched
some
performances.
To talk about.
Who watched some performances?
Okay.
I think the big one we have to talk about is Madonna.
Yeah.
Okay. You described it perfectly. You used one word that I think is perfect.
What did I say?
Lackluster.
Lackluster, okay.
And I thought that was the perfect description.
I mean, I'm such a huge Madonna fan. So to me, I was expecting just a little bit more. I loved it. I thought she was fantastic. And I probably think it was probably one of the best performances of the night. I don't think... I think there may have been one other performance that I liked better.
Uh-huh.
But I thought Madonna was fantastic, but there was something about it that just was lackluster. I was a little disappointed that it just seemed like a version of the video put on stage.
Uh-huh.
I was expecting something a little bit different, a little bit more, maybe a little bit more of a message. She always loves to have more of a message and this and that. But I loved, visually, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was staged really well. At the end, when she lifted it up. You know, Living for Love. I loved it. You know,
it was very similar to the video that is accompanying the song.
Yeah.
I my same review for the performance is how I felt about the video, which thank you to everybody who watched our Madonna video on our YouTube. Go check it out. We watched the video for the first time.
Our live watch.
I felt a little bit like, it was lackluster. It just, and it's very heavy. The song, Living for Love, I really love it.
Kind of lifts you up.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like dancey. It reminds me of like a 90s club throwback. Like it almost has a... I was going to say Living on a Prayer. Like a prayer version, like a prayer feel.
Like a prayer, yeah.
And the look, the aesthetic, and the vibe of the performance in the video is very heavy. Mm-hmm. It's very dark.
It was a little dark, you know, with the whole Minotaur thing and the bulls coming at her, and she's the, you know, slayer of these beasts, and, you know, here she is in the, you know, old-fashioned, like, Spanish, I don't know what they call them.
Matador.
The Matadors. Yeah. And so I love the aesthetic, but I don't know if it fits with the song.
It doesn't fit the song.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't
fit the song. So I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't feel like videos ever really fit the songs anymore.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah,
I feel like they used to, though.
Well, yeah, but now it's like a song about orange soda, and all you're seeing is ice cream. And you're like, I don't understand.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of ice cream and soda, Katy Perry also performed.
That's right.
Now, I saw something that said...
the Super Bowl?
No, it was not.
It actually was not as good as the Super Bowl.
But I saw something posted that it was supposed to be about spousal abuse.
Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Maybe it's in the lyrics of the song. It's a song I'd never heard before. It must be from her new album, Prism.
She looked good. She
looked much better on the red carpet.
Yes.
Her red carpet look, I thought, was beautiful. She had the lavender hair I'm obsessed with. And she had this, like, champagne beaded hanging
diamonds
beads.
Almost.
Diamond, like, above the knee.
Uh-huh.
Kind of V-cut dress. She looked beautiful.
Yeah, she looked good.
For the performance, she was in like this white head-to-toe gown.
Gown with like almost like a robe feel.
Yeah.
Over her arms.
And there was like some shadow. There was lyrical dancers behind a curtain.
Yeah.
And their shadows appeared on the curtain.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what, though? I have to give her credit because I don't think she's that great of a singer. And she showed that she could actually sing, just stand there and sing, and it was pretty good. I don't love her voice, but I thought, hey, good for you. You were able to sing that and it belt that shit out, and good for you, girl.
She did sound a lot stronger than
you would think, give her credit for.
Yes,
yeah.
But I also, it's like when you listen to a performance and you're worried, like now every time I hear Idina Menzel, I'm like a little nervous for her, a little nervous. It's almost like she doesn't have complete control over her vocals.
Yeah.
But she gave it last night.
Yeah, she did.
She did a good job. She did a good job.
I enjoyed that.
Gaga
and Tony Bennett.
I cannot.
Oh, that was
just
really
good,
sweet.
Good, simple, great vocals, great harmonies, great jazz notes.
She sounded really good, and she didn't overdo it.
Yeah.
Which was one of the things I critiqued about the album a little bit, was that I felt like it was some of the sounds in it are a little overdone for that style. But she is also more of a pop singer. And, you know, doing this kind of transfer over kind of music. And
you read that some people were saying, oh, Gaga's now... What did you read?
It was... They just, like, equated what she was doing with Tony Bennett. Oh, now she's, a lounge singer? And we have to watch this on the Grammys? Like,
I applaud her, and she does it beautifully, and it just shows how talented she is.
Yes.
How versatile of a performer she is and a vocalist.
Which some other people are not as versatile.
Like
Gwen Stefani.
I think Gwen Stefani is beautiful.
I love Gwen Stefani.
I love her, too.
I actually think that she really can do no wrong, and I think that Gwen Stefani, I equate her beauty to Marilyn Monroe's beauty.
Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe, you could not take your eyes off of her on the screen. I'm sorry, Jane Russell, but you could not stop watching Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And I think Gwen Stefani has that same quality that in her videos and on TV, and she's so stunning and radiant and glows.
Yeah.
And, but this performance last night...
Well, she sang with Adam Levine.
It was Maroon 5 song. Adam Levine, and, it's a new single, I think.
Okay.
And it's just...
He obviously wrote it. Yeah.
And I don't believe he wrote it for her.
No.
Because it does not sound right. It just doesn't sound right.
It wasn't right for her voice style.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I love some of her simple melody songs that are more ballad like, and you know, I look cool. I love that.
Don't be ignore just what you're saying. Okay,
I love it, but you know, you're missed the ball.
Annie Lennox.
I have to say, I think Annie Lennox was the best performance of the night. I will say that.
You do?
I will say that. Yeah. Well, and I'm surprised I'm saying that because I would have thought I would say Madonna was the best, and then right behind her I would say Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
But Annie Lennox goes right to the top.
And why do you say that?
Because her vocals were so effing good.
Mm-hmm.
So good. I can't even tell you. And this woman, at her age, doing what she's doing, living it, feeling it, the soul, the vibe, everything was spectacular from her.
All right. I'll tell you that I didn't think they gave her enough.
Okay.
I was like, why is she singing with... The group, I think, is called Hoosier. They sing that, I'm taking a church or something, I don't know.
I think they just mixed them together because maybe they both had albums this year and, you know.
So I wanted more from Annie Lennox because I felt like it was, I actually felt like it was difficult to distinguish her from her singing with this group.
Mm.
So she had her little solo, but then when they all sang together, I was like, oh, come on. Come on, sister, doing it for herself. Let me hear more.
Yeah.
And then there was...
Oh, and then Sia performed.
Wait a minute.
Was it the back of her head?
Yes, it was the back of her head.
Wait, you're going to shit.
Michelle
missed this.
Yeah.
So it was Sia with little Maddie Ziegler from Dance Moms doing their thing. But you know the video.
Well, you mean little Maddie Ziegler doing her thing because Sia just stands there.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And you know the video, the music video. Okay, and you know how it's Maddie dancing. Right. No, not that one.
The other song.
Oh,
this is Chandelier.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So,
Maddie dancing with herself.
This was kind of a combination of the Shia LaBeouf video and the
Chandelier video.
Because they did the Chandelier stuff, but threw in a dance partner for Maddie.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig.
Kristen Wiig.
I do have Facebook.
Did you watch it?
No.
Oh my.
I couldn't read.
This was amazing.
Oh.
So I couldn't believe Kristen Wiig was. It actually made me emotional.
Yeah, it did.
I was like,
it was very good.
It was so good.
Very passionate.
And good for you, Kristen Wiig.
And good for you, Kristen Wiig, doing this outside the box.
Well, and I always love when somebody who is known for a certain thing leaves that comfort zone and does something different. Because in the entertainment industry, you work so hard at getting the public to know that this is what your brand is and this is what you do.
Yeah.
So when you leave that brand to be like, and look, I can also do this, bitch.
Yeah.
It just feels refreshing to me because I have aspirations for my career to hopefully end up doing stuff
so much
without a wig on.
Yeah.
So I applaud Sia and for standing there, and I applaud Kristen Wiig and that little Maddie Ziegler. Go on, girl.
Oh,
go on,
God.
Girl.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Oh, we have to talk about Sam Smith and Mary J.
Okay.
We'll just go into that quickly.
Can we talk about Sam Smith real quick? So, I've been in a debate with my friend Kobe about Sam Smith.
Oh, no.
So, Sam Smith sings Stay With Me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I should say, he whines his way through a song called Stay With Me. It's just so, I don't know if it's the, no, it's not just the lyrics, because when he sings with Mary J, I'm so passionate about this.
Okay.
Sam Smith sounds like a whiny, desperate, pathetic, I can't, like, so...
But
like,
he's taking on a character for the song.
You don't think he wrote this out of...
Of course he did, but I'm just saying he could have been feeling this and wrote it in a song. A lot of people write stuff that may, you know, that they...
But the difference
can,
is, the difference
know,
is...
Feel for.
He sings it and it sounds whiny and pathetic and desperate, okay? Mary J. sings it and it sounds like... I understand that this makes me sound desperate and pathetic, but I can't help I'm this way.
Are we saying that because she's a woman and he's a guy?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't think like that at all.
No, I know. I'm just trying to think why it's okay for her to sing it, but not for him to sing it.
The distinction for me is that she sings it with this sort of power and understanding that this boy does not have.
Okay. Well,
so,
he's young.
Sure. It's just my preference.
He may have felt this. When you write a song, you may have felt this one night, And he wrote it all out in a song. But and I now he's that, reliving it constantly, and it was one that, night of feeling this way.
I find that he's... It's not just the lyrics.
Okay.
I find that he sounds this way in everything I hear him in.
Okay.
It's so whiny. So, it's so, but, like,
so the whininess is making him sound more desperate than someone like Mary J. singing it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So for me, so when Mary J. came out...
Voice,
yes.
More
yes.
so than it is the lyrics.
Well, the problem is the lyrics combined with the style of his okay. voice make me want to fucking throw up.
Oh. Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah. No. Wow.
All right, well.
But Mary J. was
Mary J.
fantastic.
Was everything.
We've seen them do that song together
oh,
before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Mary J., I can't.
Yeah.
Family Affair,
you give
I can't.
Everything. You give everything.
I can't, girl.
She gives everything.
Give me the
411,
honey.
Ew.
I can't.
Give it to us.
Yes.
Now, just a few fashion things quickly that we saw.
Okay,
red carpet stuff. That we want to maybe talk about.
Well, Katy Perry, I thought, looked fabulous.
Yeah.
Gaga looked freaking fantastic.
Great. And the dress that she wore on stage, I loved, too. That huge, like, you know, the black
oh, yeah.
sequins and mm-hmm. then the whole thing on her arm. And
yep.
displaying the Tony Bennett, you know, trumpet uh-huh. on her arm. I love that.
Juliana Rancic looked like a toothpick with a melon with teeth in it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You know. And I was very upset Madonna's look on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Because she didn't have to look like a bullfighter when she came on the red carpet.
Right.
She could have saved that.
Girl.
Yeah, she could have saved that just for the show. I would have loved to have seen her in something more fabulous. You know?
Oh, we didn't talk about Ariana Grande. We have to.
Oh.
Because everyone likes
wise?
To give Miss Ariana some shit.
Well,
and I
do.
Think
I'm the first one.
Voice. I think she has a strong voice.
Strong
and...
voice. It always sounds good.
Yeah.
But can the girl learn some diction?
It's well, yeah.
Can
I mean,
the girl learn some diction?
I mean, she's not a musical theater major.
No, but I'm just saying, I most pop music, I can understand people at least a little bit, you know?
Well, what was that other song I said? Katy Perry. Katy Perry sang her song, and I said, did you understand her verse? And you
and
were
I was
like
well,
no,
I wasn't really
no.
listening, but...
Yeah. So, you know, I think Ariana has a fantastic voice, a lot better than... most of the pop vocals that are out there today.
True.
So
yes.
I feel like we need to give her a little credit there.
But she's boring. She's boring. I don't care how great your voice is. You're boring.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think it's the diva thing. I kind of think it's that, like, I can just sit here and sound beautiful
yes.
kind of thing.
And it, some people, it works for... For me, it doesn't... That doesn't work.
See, I have resting bitch face.
Yeah.
So...
that doesn't mean
I'll
that you
see,
don't give it in a performance.
Well, it's... I see video of us performing.
Yeah.
And I'll think to myself, my God, I felt like I was giving so much more there.
Mm-hmm.
And I look like dead eyes. I look dead in the face. And I felt like I was giving a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe I can... sympathize a little bit with her.
Okay.
Was that
maybe
75% like Adina?
Yes, exactly. No, that was me giving 150%, and I look like I'm only giving
75%. Yeah. But you wanted to just shout out to Jane Fonda that you
oh,
said.
Jane
you...
Fonda.
Did you see her little green jumper?
Know.
This thing
oh,
was
God.
In this, like, I don't know what it was made of, but it was kind of metallic-y green.
Yeah, metallic green.
Ooh, like cut down
pant
to the belly
suit.
Button. Pant tight.
But then she had, like, a beautiful
you know
necklace
what it was?
Over it. So
it was
it wasn't
a female. Showing. It was a woman's pimp suit. That's what it was.
It was a woman's pimp suit.
A pimp dress,
but she
yes.
looked good. You know she had that camel toe cover, though.
Yes.
Because it was tight. But
wait,
you
a nice
know,
thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was... No, she looked great. For her
yeah.
age, for someone coming here to the Grammys,
yeah.
and usually she probably goes to the Oscars and this and that,
really?
And all of those actor award shows, and here and there she can wear gowns. Here she wanted to have fun. She wore a pantsuit.
She looked funky fresh.
What?
Yes, she did.
She found her looking
she
so
said,
funky
she,
fresh.
She said, bitch, where's my money?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
All right.
We have one more Grammy thing we have to talk about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to play a little ditty for us first, play a
okay.
little music from DJ Anita B.
Perfect.
But I'm so excited. We have a special guest calling in that we've been dying to get on the show for
oh.
weeks and weeks and weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Broadway's very own Pam Bob. She's
yeah.
going to call in and talk to us about a little thing that happened with Kanye West at the Grammys.
Oh,
last night.
Perfect.
So, check out DJ Anita B and we'll be back in just a minute. Hey guys, DJ Anita B here with my hype girl, Gina Marie.
Hey guys!
Oh my God, this is so exciting. We've got a remix of Madonna's new hit single, Living for Love. You see Madonna last night flashing her ass?
Yeah, I did actually.
Well, I gotta tell you, I don't know how she keeps it so tight and right.
Oh, I know.
At her age, I mean,
God, I know it.
Your ass hangs down to the back of your knees.
Oh.
First you loved me and I let you in. Made me feel like I was born again. You empowered me, you made me strong. Built me up and I could do no wrong. I let down my guard, I fell into your arms. Forgot who I was, I didn't hear the alarms. Now I'm down.
I think it's...
Yeah, me too.
Just the video is too heavy for me, and the performance too heavy.
But it's fun. It's Madonna, you know. She's doing her thing, and just let her be her. You know, why not?
Yes, all right. Well, okay, we're so excited for our special guest this week. We have been dying to get her on the show, and we hope to have her...
In a future segment.
As a proper special guest.
Yes, right.
In the next couple weeks. But right now, we have on the phone... from Broadway's Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, Miss Pam Bob, who we love. Hi, Pam Bob.
Hi, it's actually Pamela Bob.
Pamela Bob.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, we're just so...
But only you're allowed to call me Pam Bob.
Right. Well,
because I love you.
Well, because we're so chummy. You know, I can...
Yeah, we're chummy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so I told you we totally fell asleep last night and did not watch the Grammys. So we did watch a lot of the performances.
Watch it online today?
Girl, not all of it.
Not all of it. We watched all the clips and a lot of the commentary, so it was a lot of fun red carpet stuff.
But let
me just preface this by saying this is a world gone backwards right now, because I usually never watch the Grammys because I'm usually sort of disgusted by them every year. It makes me angry.
Yeah.
And so I know, Travis, I talked to you day of the Grammys, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not watching the Grammys. No way am I watching the Grammys.
You said no.
I watched Grammys, and you didn't?
Well,
I was like,
I'd invite you to my house to watch them, but number one, we don't have cable, so we're going to have to watch it online, and number two, my house is so disgusting, and Frank wouldn't even come in here. So what is this thing that we've been seeing about Kanye West?
Okay, let's back it up and start from the beginning. Ready?
Yes.
Here it is. He does his first number. Now, he performed a couple of times, which I don't know why he did, but anyway, the first number he performed was just... So now, let me preface this also by saying, I know nothing about this music. I don't listen to pop. I don't listen. So I'm either the best person to talk about this, because I'm hearing all of these songs pretty much for the first time, so it's a genuine instinctual reaction I have.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so he does this song, and it's about, you know, you are not the mistakes that you've made in the past. And he's talking about his mom, and he's talking about his daughter, and how he has love in his life. And it's like this really redemptive, beautiful moment. And you're going, all right, Kanye, yeah, this is great. The song was gorgeous. I was totally into it.
Okay.
Fast forward an hour or so later, and he's up there with Paul McCartney. Bless
yes.
his soul, Paul McCartney.
Well, he's making those few extra bucks before it ends.
And Rihanna, after the public service announcements about domestic abuse against women. Another ironic little twist.
Are you kidding?
Story. But anyway, did you know they did that?
No.
Obama did a message about violence against women and how music can help contribute to changing the culture, and then the next thing was Rihanna.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
It was so awkward and so obvious. Like, it was just so, it was weird. It was crazy. But anyway, it was the giant elephant in the room, but we won't go there. But anyway, it was Rihanna and Kanye singing with Paul McCartney, and Kanye was just sort of up there singing, whatever. And Paul McCartney's mic wasn't on. What?
Oh.
What?
Oh
my Can we
God.
Just say what? What?
Oh my
anyway,
God.
So that happened, and then at the end, you sort of forgave him for a sort of dumb performance, whatever. Because
right.
the first one was so glorious, and
okay.
you were on his side.
Right.
And the Beck wins, and Beck is amazing.
Beck,
he's
right.
an incredible artist.
Beck,
incredible
yes.
artist.
And was it...
And he gets up and pulls the Taylor Swift again. it was crazy.
Oh.
But you know what the sad part is? Now, he did go down. He did go down and sit down right after.
Well,
I don't
wait,
even know
did he say
anything.
Did he talk?
But he went up there to beat Beck at the podium to pull another thing that he did with Taylor Swift. But then he sort of sat down, and for a minute I thought, oh, is that him playing a joke? Because everyone sort of thought it was funny.
Mm.
And then I quickly realized, no, he's just an ass. He's just an ass.
Yeah.
And you know what the sad part about it was? Beck didn't realize that that's what the reference was. So he was like, yeah, stay up here. it was not nice.
Wait,
of him.
So he didn't say anything.
It completely went against everything that he sort of was talking about in his song, and it just made you go, oh, he's just a jerk. He hasn't learned from his mistakes at all.
Wait, but he didn't say anything at the podium?
He didn't. He just sort of went up there, and it looked like he was going to do the same thing that he did to Taylor Swift.
It was almost
and
like a psych out.
And then he went back into his seat, and everyone kind of laughed. And I thought, oh, was that just that must have just been a sort of a funny reference joke. But then it comes out that, no, he was actually serious.
Because I read...
Afterwards, he made all of these nasty comments about how Beyonce should have won.
Right.
P.S. Beyonce's doing fine.
Right.
She's okay, honey.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about her.
Beyonce
She'll
does
be
not
fine.
Need Kanye to fight her battle.
No.
Yeah. She's okay.
Yeah.
She needed somebody to style her that night, though.
Yeah. Oh, she looks so drab.
Oh, the hair. The
yeah.
hair.
Yeah. Well,
we could
I
have
can't.
An entire podcast episode just about that.
We could, and maybe that's what we'll talk when we finally get you here. You're so busy.
Oh, so busy, but we're going to definitely have you on soon.
But we really appreciate you being a fan
I
of the show
wait,
and
guys.
Listening. And
oh, I listen to you guys every week. I can't wait when I see that a new episode has come up. I'm so giddy with excitement. It's ridiculous. Oh.
Well, thank you so
I'm
much.
I'm huge fans of you guys. I love you and I believe in you. And you're doing it. You're really doing it.
Thank you so
much,
Pam. So we'll see you hopefully in the next couple weeks we can get you on here.
Okay, I love you.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Love you, too.
Bye.
Oh, it's nice to have friends in high places.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
because you got to have friends.
That's right. So, I don't know what Kanye's problem is.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what Kanye's problem is.
I mean, I don't get that. I mean, why would you do that? Why would you even...
Attention.
Well, he must have some serious issues.
He's got some issues, yeah. And if it was a joke, then it was a bad joke, you know?
Okay, so we've started this based on Michelle's suggestion, hashtag HOM podcast.
Mm.
So if you want to reach out to us, you want to send us questions or comments or concerns, you just hashtag on your social media, HOM podcast, and send us whatever you want to send us.
That's right.
So
And talk about the article that just came out.
Well I'm going to. So, yeah. So we got a few questions. We got a few questions that we're going to answer. And also, as always, we want to thank Dragaholic. And if you go to Dragaholic.com, let's do it now and see what's on there.
Oh.
Let's see. Let me type it in.
What could it possibly be?
Dragaholic.com.
You probably think this song is about
you. Oh, well, look at that.
Oh,
well, there's
weird.
Look, there's an article here that says Venus Delight goes off on Bianca Del Rio.
She sure does.
And what's right next to that? Anita Buffum is podcasting for her life.
What?
Yes, girl. Well, first of all, thank you so much, Dragaholic, for having us on here, having me on here. Really appreciate it. Go to Dragaholic.com and you can check out this little profile about Anita M. Buffum and our podcast. And I'm so excited to announce, I don't know if I've said it before on the podcast or not, but Dragaholic has recently asked me to be a contributor.
Yes.
And to have a regular column on their site.
Oh, I love it.
So here's where you guys come in. I am so stumped at what sort of things to write about. There's so many things that I touch and, as I sit here next to Michelle so closely, there's so many aspects, so many aspects of performing and drag and the business of it and all of that that I touch and see and partake in. And what is it that you guys want to hear about? I'd love to know what you guys would like me to write about for Dragaholic. And so please send me your suggestions. It would mean a lot to me to hear what kind of things you'd like me to write about.
So a few of you used the hashtag HOM podcast this week, and we have some questions for you.
Oh, bring them our way. Come on.
Honey Bizon would like to know, where was your first performance, and what did you perform?
Oh, my God. Well, this goes way back.
Well, wait, I want to ask first Michelle.
Yeah.
What was the first performance you saw of ours? Because if you don't know, Michelle started off as a fan of our live show first.
Mm-hmm.
And then she sort of stalked her way.
I Selena'd my way in.
I
Yolanda'd my way in.
That's
for the
right.
Liberation.
That's right.
We're still looking behind our backs.
That's right. So I want to know, do you remember the first performance you saw of ours?
It was at the Duplex. It was in September. I think it was the comeback. It was right before your the first Christmas show, which I did not see, which is the only one I've ever missed.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't really know you then. But yeah, it was awesome.
Well, our very first time ever in wigs,
yes,
is on our YouTube. You can go to our YouTube and see those very first videos. It's funny because we've had the discussion of should we take them down,
mm-hmm.
but I like our audience to see our growth.
Yeah.
So go check out.
And
those
I think the very first thing we ever did was us singing along to the song that
Sisters.
We did, the Sisters,
right.
which was in the first appearance we ever did.
Right.
Which was here in Astoria, Queens.
Oh my God!
At a small bar.
Oh my God! I can't. This is embarrassing.
Called Albatross.
Okay.
And we were guests for a night, weren't
we? Were guests for a night.
Yeah.
And we hosted an event, I think.
Yeah, it was an event. I can't remember what it was for.
We hosted an event, and it was the first time. So whoever had asked us to, booked us for this, had listened to the podcast and heard the characters of Anita and Gina.
Yeah.
And asked if we would, as Anita and Gina Marie, host this event.
Yeah, and
so
it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. And we sang Sisters from White Christmas.
Yeah.
And somebody pissed themselves from laughing so hard.
Yes.
So that was we said, you know, we should really
and
do something
I think
with this.
We sang Two Little Girls from Astoria that night, too.
Did we?
We did two songs. And I think we reworked that song as well. I think. I feel like we did two songs.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's possible because I remember feeling like there was another queen there.
Yeah.
Who was kind of like the unofficial face of the establishment.
Yeah.
And I remember her running our music and mysteriously, in the middle of the second song, our music cut out and there was no music.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know if it was, we don't know what
it must have been. I'm sure it was a technical difficulty.
Technical difficulties that
night. I'm sure.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it was the first time that we had ever been in drag.
Yeah.
So, you know, out and about in drag.
I don't know if I'd call that drag, girl.
No.
Oh, God.
Be very forgiving if you look at those old YouTube videos. But it was a lot of fun, and we had a great time, you know, creating the characters in the very beginning, so.
Okay. And then Aaron Seals asked, do you do your own makeup? Now, I can say yes.
Because it's everywhere. Yeah. Yes, it is everywhere. And we do our own makeup, and we've learned a lot, you know, and have, you know, tried to learn even more little by little.
You know, it's funny, and I don't know if we've talked about this in the podcast yet either, but for a long time we were very stuck on we have to look like these characters we've created, and we sort of kind of were of the belief that we're not drag queens as society knows them, but we're more character actors. And so for us, it was really about looking like cartoon versions of these women characters we created that were supposed to be Italian gals from Queens.
Yeah.
So it was a process to go from just wearing lipstick and a wig to then
being cartoonish.
Clean it up. Well, I felt like after our first shows, we kind of got a little criticism from people being like, well, you're just sloppy drag queens. When for us, it was like, it's not about the drag. It's about the music and the comedy, that we're storytelling.
Yeah.
More like Mrs. Doubtfire, less like RuPaul.
Exactly.
But I think being gay men, people were like, couldn't wrap their mind around the fact that we were anything other than drag queens.
Yeah.
So we knew if we wanted to take it seriously, we had to polish up the look a little bit. So we did some learning. In fact, Pam Bob, who, in addition to being on Broadway, is also a makeup artist.
That's right. And she was and one of the first people to help
she
you.
She actually, and we'll probably talk more about this with her, she created Anita's lip.
Really?
She helped me create Anita's big, luscious lips.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And, so we've taught ourselves everything. But over the last year, we've kind of, it's been longer than that. We've kind of grown into this, like, well, drag can be anything we want it to be.
It encompasses all, so why not support that and let's just throw ourselves into it?
Right, so we were experimenting with new things and polishing the look even more, and we have Nightclub Anita and Gina Marie, and we have, you know, the Brunch Gina Marie. Like, when we're playing the epitome of the characters, we look one way. Mm-hmm. When we're at the nightclub being fierce queens, we look another way.
Yeah.
So, it's been fun. It's been fun with that.
Yeah.
So those are fun questions.
Yeah.
Please keep them coming, HOM Podcast. And if you have questions for Michelle Bouchoir, you can also submit them to HOM Podcast.
Yeah.
And what a good show.
It was a great show.
I feel like it was jam-packed with information.
It was a lot of info, but, you know, hey, you know, each week is going to bring some more things. And
we've got to wrap this up so we can go to film our supplementary YouTube series, The Aftercast. So please check out House of Mimosa on YouTube and watch the video that will accompany this that comes out a couple days later in the week. So check it out. Subscribe to our YouTube. Please subscribe to our iTunes. It really means so much to us that you guys support us. We're making a career out of this, and it feels really good. So thank you so much for your support. Have a great week, guys, and we'll see you next week.
That's right.
Good night.
Give it to me, I'm worth it. Bring it back like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting out front. Uh-huh, you see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Uh-huh, show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time. Uh-huh, see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Uh-huh, show me what you got now, come and make it worth my while. Give it to me, I'm worth it. It's all on you, so what you wanna do? And if you don't have a clue, not a clue, I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it, like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just enough. Uh-huh, you see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style.
some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for? Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop.